Jake Beauchesne. Christian Smith-Johnson at the plate fouls the first pitch back to bring it 0-1. And Smith-Johnson, also known as CSJ, or SJ for short, comes from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now 0-2 to the right-handed hitting center fielder. And CSJ, one of four All-Stars for the Woodchucks. Kristen Smith-Johnson, Max Solis. That one is in there for strike number three, and a big swing and a miss from CSJ. That's two up, two down in the second inning. Jeremy Jones is feeling it right now. Getting into a little bit of a flow as well. He's going quick on his pitches. Didn't give me enough time to tell you about CSJ. It was CSJ, Max Solis, Noah Malone also for the Woodchucks. And then, of course, they had the one pitcher, Reese Clapp, who also made the big game. Now at the plate, Noah Malone, who I just mentioned, All-Star outfielder for the Woodchucks, takes the first one on the outside for strike number one. 0-1 count. Malone, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with two outs and the bases empty in the top of the second. 0-1 count, misses outside. Now 1-1. And Jeremy Jones, it really feels like this flow that he's gotten himself into, pitching quick and pitching rhythmically, it's allowed him to pitch a lot more accurately. 1-1 count on the inside edge for strike number two. Noah Malone, he already has a hit this game, led off the first inning with a single and came around to score on it. So he stayed hot here against the Rafters. 1-2 the count on the way home. It's a fly ball out towards deep right field, but not deep enough. Right fielder Beauchesne is under it, and he makes the catch for out number three. That is an efficient inning for Jeremy Jones. Throws just 12 pitches in the inning and gets out of it. Three up, three down, and we head to the bottom of the second. It's 3-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin, Rapids baseball.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Nolan Bernard had a pretty good first inning for the Woodchucks, although the Rafters were able to get a hit off of him. It was the double from Junior Barajas. Unable to score, though, as the Rafters saw five batters take hacks at Bernard. And this time, the Woodchucks starter going to look to go a little more efficiently in this inning. It's 3-0 Woodchucks in the bottom of the second. Rafter is going to be leading things off with the sixth man in the batting order, Hayden Carlson. It'll be Carlson, Landon Gaz, and Lachlan Maud due up in the bottom of the second. Righty-righty matchup with the Rafters shortstop at the plate, and that pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Carlson, one of the hottest Rafters hitters out the gates in the second half, batting 350 as a second-half player for Wisconsin Rapids. Swings and misses at the 0-1 count to bring it 0-2. Orelson has 8 RBIs through his first 6 games with the Rafters. That includes a 4-for-5 performance that he had earlier in the year. 0-2 count misses away for ball number 1. And you look at Carlson's log this season, and in 5 of the 6 games, he's reached base multiple times. The only one he didn't was his first game. 1-2 count, just below the zone, and it's now 2-2. On the mound, Nolan Bernard, and for him, he's just looking to get back to what he knows how to do, and so far it's been get those strikeouts. Got 2 of them in the first inning. 2-2 count is hit into left field and gets down for a hit. So a leadoff single in the second inning for the Rafters as they pick up their second hit of the game against Nolan Bernard. Brings up Landon Gaz with 1 on and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Still down 3-0. And Gaz trying to turn things around. Another one of the Rafters returners. It hasn't been the start that he was hoping for. Batting just 167 this year for the Rafters in 4 games, but last season had an OPS nearly of 700. Runner taking off from first base, pitches low, throw on down to second, and the tag not applied in time. It's a stolen base for Hayden Carlson. He gets back in the stolen bag column. And it's now a 1-0 count to Landon Gaz with a runner on second base and nobody out in the bottom of the second. And Carlson has continued to look strong on the base paths this season. That one, another stolen base for him. It is his 4th of the year. This one is ripped into left field, but right there at the left fielder. And Galvin's able to bring it in for out number 1. Brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate with a runner on second and now 1 out in the bottom of the second. 3-0, the Woodchucks lead here at Witter Field, and the Rafters looking to get back in the win column. They've dropped their last 3 in a row, and, well, they haven't been pretty. Trying to, at the very least, get some momentum and keep this game close. As the first pitch to Maud is taken inside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And Maud coming from New Mexico Junior College, recent commit to New Mexico, now has a 1-0 count. The pitch to him gets a swing and a miss for strike number 1. So now a 1-1 count, and Maud, the catcher for the Rafters today, right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Not working in the Rafters' favor here, and they have a bunch of righties in a row. 5 in a row as this one's hit up towards right center field, and that gets down for a hit. Here comes Carlson from third. The throw on home is not in time. Carlson scores. It's an RBI single for Lachlan Maud, and he comes up big for the Rafters. It's his first hit of the season. And it cuts it down to just a 2-run game here in the second. It's 3-1, Wausau. And now the Rafters, a runner on first base with only 1 out. And Luke Skinner coming up to the plate. Luke Skinner, one of the guys who's been here all year long for the Rafters. However, he did have about a month of time that he missed due to injury. Sends this one up the middle. A diving play at second base. 4-6. Back on to first, and they got him. Oh, man, what a play from second base by Keegan Jerschley as he gets the Woodchucks out of the inning with a double play. Maud out at second. Skinner out at first. And we are through 2. 1 run on 2 hits. There were no errors in the Rafters. Nobody left on base. We head to the third. It's 3-1 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's 3-1 Woodchucks in the top of the third inning. And, well, Jeremy Jones hoping to keep his momentum rolling along. He's retired the last six consecutive batters from the Woodchucks, although he had allowed the first four in a row to reach, which has their three runs on the board. But now taking on the 2-3-4 batters, it'll be Dylan Schlotterbeck leading things off in the top of the third. Schlotterbeck, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch is fouled down the right field line and will reach out a play to bring the count 0-1. Schlotterbeck, no official AB in the game. He drew a walk back in the first inning. That was his only time up. He also did come around to score, though, as this pitch misses high for ball number one. It's now a 1-1 count. And Schlotterbeck entered this game batting .309 on the year, 36 RBIs. 1-1 count is grounded foul down the third base line. And now a 1-2 count. Well, at the end of the first half, it wasn't quite as many as Noah Ruiz, who had 34, but of course only a first half player for the Rafters. 1-2 count is hit up the middle towards shortstop. Carlson picks it up off the mound, bounce, and throws it over to first in time for out number one. 6-3 on the put out, and it brings up Max Galvin to the plate with one out and nobody on in the top of the third inning. Well, I talked a little bit about the All-Stars and Noah Ruiz, the sole All-Star for the Rafters, and congratulations to him for making the team. First pitch to Max Galvin is hit up the middle towards Carlson. He slides, dives, throws it over to first, and got him. Another flash of leather from Hayden Carlson, and he has continued to be one of the best defensive players on this Rafters team since his arrival. Not only has he been hot on the offensive side, but continues to show it defensively. That's now eight consecutive batters retired by Jeremy Jones, and it brings up Max Solis to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the top of the third. First pitch is in the dirt for ball number one, now a 1-0 count. Solis, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup, and he is one of the All-Stars for the Woodchucks. As mentioned, they had four of them. And the 1-0 count misses south of the zone for ball number two, now 2-0, and Solis from the University of Kansas batting .305 on the season. 2-0 count in there for strike number one. Now 2-1 the count. And Solis 1-for-1 on the game. He doubled back in the first inning. It was an RBI for him. And the 2-1 count taken upstairs for ball number three. Now 3-1. So he's one RBI shy of 30 on the season, up to 29. He's got six home runs, leads the Woodchucks. 3-1 count taken inside for ball number four, and it's the first time a runner has reached safely since himself back in the first inning. Brings up Dom Rodriguez to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the third inning. And Rodriguez, already four home runs on the season, but he's played in significantly less games than Rodriguez. First pitch to him is ripped over to shortstop, and this time Carlson can't make the play. Hops over him and into left field as it gets on thrown back into first base, and that was a tough, tough play to make. There was no shot he had at making that one, and so it sends Max Solis over to second base, and Dom Rodriguez his first hit of the night. Runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the third inning, and Jeremy Jones still trying to work through it. First pitch on the way is going to miss too far inside, and it hits off of Jake Berkland. So three straight batters have now reached for the Woodchucks as they load the bases with two outs in the top of the third. Jeremy Jones had all the momentum in the world heading into that Max Solis plate appearance, but now coming to a screeching halt. Going to try and work out of the inning here. He'll take on Brody Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Woodchucks. First pitch to him is taken away for ball number one. So a 1-0 count. And Sexton this season batting .370 in eight games entering today's matchup. 1-0 count on the way home is sent up the middle, and that gets into center field. It's going to be at least one RBI and make it two as the runner rounds third and comes home to score. It's 5-1 Woodchucks now in the top of the third inning. Two RBIs from Brody Sexton on the single, and Jake Berkland goes to second base as well. Dom Rodriguez scores from second base while Max Solis scores from third. Brings up Keegan Jurschley to the plate with runners on first and second and two away in the top of the third. Pitch on the way home misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And the last four batters all reaching safely for the Woodchucks. It's exactly the same thing that happened in the first. 1-0 the count. Jones looks back to second, brings it home. This one's hit up the middle, but a little bit of a shift. Akko not able to field it, and it drops in front of him. Now he'll try and force the throw home, but it's not in time. Akko not able to bring it in as it was hit right at him and ends up with the runner scoring. So Jake Berkland comes home from second base, while Brody Sexton goes to second and Keegan Jurschley to first. Still two outs and runners on first and second. It's now 6-1 Woodchucks in the top of the third. Showing bunt, CSJ pulls back, but it misses and goes all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch that sends both runners one stop ahead. And with that, they're actually going to have a conversation. Ziggy going out here to chat with home plate umpire Miguel De La Cruz about something, but don't quite know what it was. And either way, the Rafters not looking in the right direction right now. Runners on second and third with two away in the top of the third inning. That pitch fouled back by Smith Johnson. Brings the count 1-1. Egan Jurschley officially going to get an RBI on that single as well from earlier. 0-2 the count on the way home is taken for strike number three. And Smith Johnson is struck out for the second time this game. Oh, yeah. That's a way to get out of the third inning, but not before three more runs came across for the Woodchucks. They scored three runs on three hits. There were no errors, and the Woodchucks left two on base. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 6-1 Wausau here in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And in the bottom of the third inning, the Rafters have some work to do, down 6-1 on the scoreboard, and Jeremy Jones not having the night that he was hoping for as he's allowed a season high six runs to come across and score, and all six have been earned so far as well. But he at least has been able to get through three innings, and now the Rafters have a chance to do some damage against Nolan Bernard. First pitch on the way to Carson McIntyre is a fly ball sky high in the air towards shallow right field. Running up on it, it will be caught by the right fielder Noah Malone for out number one. So one up, one down in the fourth inning for the Rafters leadoff man. And McIntyre, 0-2 in the game now. It brings up Kareem Arusovic with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the third. Rafters down 6-1. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting DH, takes the first pitch for ball number one, so a 1-0 count. Arusovic will be followed by Junior Barajas. That's who's due up in the third, and the Rafters looking to get back on the right track. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss. Now 1-1. Arusovic 0-1 in the game. Grounded out 4-3 back in the first inning. And just the second time he's been retired as a Rafter. Got four hits on the season as he made his debut yesterday afternoon. As that one misses outside. 2-1 the count. Arusovic from UC San Diego. All four of his hits yesterday were singles and fouls that one back to make it 2-2. Junior Barajas, though, he has not had too many singles because most of his hits have been for extra bases. He's on deck. Arusovic taking on the righty on the mound, lefty-righty matchup. 2-2 count on the way. It's outside for ball number three. Full count to Arusovic. And trying to get the offense rolling along, the Rafters did manage one run back in the bottom of the second inning. It was on the single from Lachlan Maude as that one misses for ball number four. And Arusovic able to work over to first base with a one-out walk, and it brings up Junior Barajas. Well, Barajas has now had an extra base hit in 6 out of 7 games. That includes 3 homers and 4 doubles. Trying to keep that hot streak alive, and we'll see if he can, but going to be a tough spot to do so, as the first pitch to him misses in the dirt for ball number one, and Barajas may be the best second half for the Rafters so far. Barajas has certainly been a huge addition, and I was a little bit surprised to see Hiroto Kobayashi not on the starting lineup today. He's been having a hot second half as well. 1-0 count in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count, but Rafters trying to get some other guys hot. Landon Gaz and Carson McIntyre and Jake Beauchesne. Those are the 3 outfielders for the Rafters today. And of course, you weren't going to get Arusovic out of the lineup after a 4-for-5 game. Pickoff attempt back to first base. Checks on Arusovic. And in the game yesterday, Arusovic, he had reached base 4 times on singles, but he didn't steal a single base. Swing and a miss from Barajas as he was trying to send one to right field, but makes it a 1-2 count instead. Barajas, his 3 home runs on the season, are 2nd on the team, only behind All-Star Noah Ruiz. 1-2 the count. Pitch comes home, but it misses outside for ball number 2. Now it's 2-2, and it's just so impressive what Barajas has been able to do, because it took Ruiz the entire first half of the season to get 4 home runs. And Barajas has 3 in just about 1 week. 2-2 the count with the runner on first. Pitch comes home. Gets a swing and a miss as it misses in the dirt. And strike number 3. It is the 3rd strikeout of the game from Nolan Bernard. And it keeps the runner on first base. 2 outs in the bottom of the 3rd. Still 6-1 Wausau. And now at the plate, the right-handed hitting second baseman, Madden Akko. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pickoff attempt back to first, and this one gets away. Not too far. It's going to be tough. Throw on down to second is not going to come. It's going to stay in the glove of first baseman Dom Rodriguez, and it's a failed pickoff attempt that results in an E1 that allows Kareem Arusovic to go over to second base. Now a runner in scoring position with 2 outs in the bottom of the 3rd. Rafters still down 5, and the pitch coming, it's going to be fouled high and gets out of play towards the right side of the field. Now an 0-1 count to Akko. Akko, no official at-bat in the game yet. He drew a walk in his only plate appearance back in the first inning. That walk, he was stranded on first. Didn't get to go any further, but Arusovic on second. Going to hope to send him home. The 0-1 count, high and outside for ball number 1. Now 1-1, and Akko didn't quite start the season with the Rafters, but he got there only a couple weeks in. Adding 308 on the year. He's got 19 RBIs as this pitch misses low and away for ball number 2. Now 2-1, so a well-hit ball here could notch him RBI number 20. That's what he's looking for right now, one of the Rafters' RBI leaders on the season. Bernard taking his time on the mound and brings the pitch home. It's on the outside edge for strike number 2. 2-2 the count. Akko trying to get back into the hit column right now. He has been struggling a little bit as of late. Specifically, he hasn't picked up a hit in his last 4 games as the 2-2 count. Ooh, man, only a tad outside, and now the count rolls full. 3-2. Akko, despite not having a hit in his last 4 games, he has reached base in them and had an 8-game on base streak going up until July 1st, 3-2 count is ripped over to shortstop. Not quite picked up cleanly, and no throw going to come as it ate up the shortstop, Jake Berklin. And so a infield single for Madden Akko as he is over to first base. And Kareem Arusovic is now on to third. And before that, it will be a visit to the mound from Wausau as they'll have a chat with Nolan Bernard. So a little bit of time will be taken here as the coaching staff wants to make sure that Bernard is all good to go. And looking at his season this year, he has had lengthy appearances for the Woodchucks, and four separate occasions he's gone at least four innings. Hasn't quite gotten through the third inning in this one, and most importantly, they're just trying to make sure that he stays with his confidence right now. And Bernard, like I said earlier, every game that he's pitched in, the Woodchucks have won, all six of them, and right now up 6-1 on the scoreboard. And for Bernard, he's going to try and get the win on this one as the ball is hit up the middle towards shortstop. Picked up, Berkland flips over to second, and they got it. 6-4 on the putout, and Jake Beauchesne is retired for out number three. The Rafters unable to score any runs in the third inning. No runs on the one hit. There was one error, and the Rafters left two on base. We head to the fourth, and it's 6-1 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jeremy Jones is still pitching for the Rafters here in the top of the fourth, despite the six runs that he's allowed so far. Going to hope to get back on track. He struck out Christian Smith-Johnson to end that third inning. Hoping to keep that rolling along here into the fourth. Rafters down 6-1 on the scoreboard, and leading things off in the top of the fourth, it's Noah Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Woodchucks. First pitch on the way is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Malone, 1-for-2 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the second inning. Singled in the first inning as he swings and misses at this pitch. Now 0-2 the count. And Malone, of course, has been just incredible this season. From Loyola Marymount University, he's a teammate of Luke Skinner's. Skinner over at third base. 0-2 count. Gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, and that's another strikeout for Jeremy Jones. It's his third of the game, and it brings up Dylan Schlotter back to the plate with one out and nobody on in the top of the fourth. And Jones had retired the first two batters that he faced in that third inning, both on 6-3 ground outs. But then a walk, a single, a hit by pitch, and back-to-back singles after that made it a three-run frame. Grounder towards short, picked up, throw over to first, a little bit off the line, but Barajas able to tag Schlotterbeck, and that is out number two in the fourth inning. 6-3 put out there, and Schlotterbeck retired for the second time. Brings up Max Galvin to the plate with the bases empty, and now two outs in the top of the fourth. Still a five-run Woodchucks lead. And Galvin from the University of Miami, first pitch is in there for strike number one and drops from Lachlan Maud's glove as it goes all the way off to the side. Second time that it's been called a strike, and it's dropped out of the glove of Lachlan Maud. 0-1 count, misses low for ball number one, now a 1-1 count. However, hasn't resulted in any passed balls, so no harm done. Jones on the mound, he's throwing low 90s fastball right now, 92 miles an hour on the gun on that last pitch. 1-1 count is hit out high towards left field on the run back. He's now under it, and the catch is made by Landon Gaz for out number three. So three up, three down in that fourth inning. A good get-right inning from Jeremy Jones. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's still 6-1 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's now the bottom of the fourth here from Witter Field, and the Rafters trailing 6-1 on the scoreboard against the Wausau Woodchucks. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, it hasn't been the night that the Rafters have been hoping for, but they're still in this game. They're down 5 runs, but they've got plenty of time to get back into it. However, they got to start getting things rolling along as Nolan Bernard returns to the mound for the Woodchucks, and with Hayden Carlson at the plate, he takes the first pitch for ball number one. Carlson, 1-for-1 on the game. He continues to pick up hits for the Rafters, and the 1-0 count is fouled back to make it 1-1. And Carlson on a 5-game hit streak. The only game where he didn't pick up a hit in was the first one that he played in for the Rafters. 1-0 count in there for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. Carlson went 1-for-4 with a hit by pitch in the game yesterday afternoon. 1-2 count, grounded up the middle towards shortstop. Picked up, Berkland throws to first and got him in time for the 6-3 putout. First time that Carlson's been retired this game, and brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gaz, the right-handed hitting left fielder, up for the second time this game. He is 0-for-1, lined out to left field back in the second inning, and it was a Very well hit ball, but just right at the left fielder. This one's hit up the middle, and look what I found on the mound. Throw back to first base. It's a 1-3 put out, and that one was ripped and right into the glove of Nolan Bernard for out number two in the fourth inning. Base is still empty. Rafters down five, and up at the plate now, it's the right-handed hitting catcher, Lachlan Maud. Maud, he singled back in the second inning. The Rafters, four hits on the game. Again, they have been able to find base runners, but just had trouble driving them in. This one out towards left field. That gets down for a hit. Second hit of the night for Lachlan Maud. And now a runner on first base with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up Luke Skinner to the plate. Still down five runs, the left-handed hitting third baseman. Going to take on the righty on the mound. Grounded into a double play back in the second inning to end the frame, but looking at his numbers this season, haven't been all too flashy. However, against right-handed pitching, he has been a little bit better as he swings and misses at the first one to bring the count 0-1. Skinner has a 703 OPS against right-handed pitching. Runner on first base here. He's got an 0-1 count. Pitch misses low to bring it 1-1. And well, it's a little bit different against left-handed pitching. Against lefties, Skinner's batting just 0-63 with a 3.48 OPS. So definitely prefers the righties as the 0-1 count comes home and it's ripped foul down the right side of the field to bring it 1-2. And Skinner, you look at his recent games for the Rafters and still trying to make his return from that injury which he had earlier in that first half. Ended the first half missing about the entire month since June 8th and swings and misses at this pitch for strike number three as Nolan Bernard continues to look strong on the mound. He's probably going to be back out for the fifth inning. And in that fourth inning, the Rafters no runs on the one hit. No errors and one left on base. We head to the fifth. It is 6-1 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging. Until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bit of a roller coaster for Jeremy Jones this game, as I was just saying in the break off air. And, well, this game for him has really been odd. He started off the game allowing four straight batters to reach, but after that, retired eight in a row. And then, once again, things started to go away from him. He allowed five consecutive batters to reach. And then, once again, he got back on the right track. He's retired his last four in a row, leading into the top of the fifth inning. And Max Solis at the plate takes the 0-1 count a little bit low for ball one, now 1-1. So here in the top of the fifth, Rafters down 6-1, and Jones looking to go through five as the check swing here. Appeal down to first. He didn't go. Now a 2-1 count. And entering this inning, Jeremy Jones at 63 pitches. So looks like he should be able to get through the fifth inning unless trouble accrues, as the 2-1 count is on the inside edge for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and looks like there's a little bit of action going on down in the Rafters bullpen as the 2-2 count is about on the way to Solis. This pitch is hit out towards right field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll make the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning. That's now five consecutive batters retired for Jeremy Jones. And he's had two streaks of batters retired this game. 8 in a row and 5 in a row. He is not retired, just one batter in a row. It's been that roller coaster like I talked about. Now taking on Dom Rodriguez. And the first pitch to him is grounded up the middle towards shortstop. Carlson's there. He'll throw to first and got it. 6-3. Another put out for Hayden Carlson. He's got five of them this game. Hayden Carlson, five assists already, and we're not even through the fifth inning. Two up, two down in the fifth. And it brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with nobody on. And the Woodchucks still up 6-1. Berkland from Minnesota State, right-handed hitter, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Shortstop for the Woodchucks. He is 0-for-1 in the game. He was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Grounded out 6-3 in the first. This pitch high makes it 2-0. And with Brody Sexton on deck, Berkland is hoping to keep the inning alive. 2-0 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Jones trying to work through this inning and go five complete as this one is in there for strike number one. A 2-1 count. And that first inning has done some real damage to Jeremy Jones, but throughout the season, it's only been those first and third innings. 2-1 count. Misses north of the zone for ball number three. 3-1 count. He has yet to allow a run in the second or past the fourth. Only the first and third innings have done him damage, and can't say exactly why that is, but hey, if he can keep that rolling along, we'll take it. 3-1 count right down the middle for strike two. 3-2 the count to Berkland, who did score a run already this game, but Jones hoping to retire him for his seventh consecutive out. Here's the 3-2. It's a grounder, but foul down the third base line, and remains 3-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and through five innings, this very well could be the last batter that Jones faces. He's now up to 75 pitches in the game, and here will be the 76th. 3-2 count on the way home. This one's ripped over to shortstop, and guess who's there? None other than Hayden Carlson catches the liner for out number three. Three up, three down in the fifth inning, and no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Rafters down 6-1 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
School sports are played by humans,
coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. We head into the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters down 6-1 on the scoreboard, but Jeremy Jones has been hot as of late. He's retired the last seven consecutive batters and has kept it a five-run game. He has been that hot and cold streak like I was talking about, and now the Rafters offense hoping to find a hot streak of their own as the first pitch to Carson McIntyre is taken for ball number one. McIntyre, the leadoff man in the batting order and also in the fifth inning, has a 1-0 count, and that pitch on the outside is taken for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and McIntyre from Oregon State taking on Nolan Bernard. 2-0 count just upstairs for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count, and McIntyre, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Bernard has gone through four strong and trying to go through five. 3-2-1 count is hit out towards deep center field, but it'll be the right fielder who will call it off and make the play, as that is out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters down 6-1 on the scoreboard, and Arusovic, the left-handed hitting DH, has already reached one time today. He reached four times yesterday, all on hits. He was 4-for-5. So far this game, though, 0-for-1, and the first pitch to him misses inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Arusovic, his walk in the third inning ended with him on third base, but couldn't quite come across to score. 1-0 count is hit out well towards left field, but not well enough. The left fielder under it, he will stop, and Galvin makes the catch for out number two. The Rafters back-to-back flyouts to the outfield, and it brings up Junior Barajas to the plate with two outs, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. And Nolan Bernard, now at 66 pitches in the game, he's been pitching efficiently enough. He might be back out for the sixth inning if he's able to finish off this fifth. Barajas, though, a dangerous batter. He's already 1-for-2 with a double. First pitch to him is south of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Barajas struck out swinging back in the third inning. That was his last time up. Before that, he ended up doubling in that first inning. 1-0 count in is called for a strike to make it 1-1. Madden Aka on deck if it gets to him, and Barajas already has got his extra base hit on the game, but he's had a multi-extra base hit game this season already, but a fly ball out towards left field is going to be easily played and caught by the left fielder Galvin for out number three. And once again, an efficient inning from Nolan Bernard. He throws just 9 pitches as he is able to get through 5 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the sixth. It's 6-1, the lead for the Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Jeremy Jones still has the energy to come back out here for the top of the sixth inning, so he will, and he gets a chance after retiring the last seven consecutive batters. Brody Sexton at the plate, a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher, up for the third time this game. He is 1-for-2. He had a 2-RBI single back in the third inning. 0-1 count to him is on the outside edge for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count. And Sexton taking on Jeremy Jones. Jones, the right-hander on the mound for the Raptors. And I'd have to imagine next base runner he allows, he's out of the game as the 0-2 count is fouled off the cleat of Sexton to keep it a 0-2 count. On deck, Keegan Jerschle. In the hole, Christian Smith-Johnson. That's who's due up in the top of the sixth for the Woodchucks. Still an 0-2 count. This one's grounded over towards third, but foul of the bag as Skinner picks it up. And once again, we will redo the 0-2 count. Fifth pitch of the plate appearance coming up, and still Jeremy Jones. No balls thrown. He entered in this inning with 76 pitches, so now up to 80 on the game. And the Raptors haven't seen too many pitchers go deep into games as the 0-2 count bounces in the dirt and goes up and hits off home plate umpire Miguel De La Cruz. 1-2 the count. And Sexton, entering this game, he was a hot hitter for the Woodchucks. Still looking to keep that rolling along. The 1-2 count gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, and that's a big one for Jeremy Jones. Picks up his fourth strikeout of the game as it brings up Keegan Jerschle to the plate with nobody on and one out in the top of the sixth. And the season long for the Raptors on innings pitched is 5 2/3 as Jerschle swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. 5 2/3 innings is the longest a Raptors pitcher has gone this year. Seth Spencer has done it twice. Jeremy Jones looking to tie him in that category. He just needs one more out. 0-1 count in there for strike number two. So one strike away from matching that feat. I'm going to try and do so against the right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup. Jerschle from Grand Canyon University takes this pitch and fouls it back to the backstop and remains 0-2. Jones is all over the plate right now. He's had to throw a lot more pitches than he would have hoped for, but only one miss. 8 of his 9 pitches have been thrown for strikes. Looking to keep that going. 0-2 count. Once again, fouled back. And again, the Woodchucks just fouling these pitches off. So still an 0-2 count. And Jones brings it home and finally gets the swing and a miss. Strike number 3 and retires Keegan Jurschley with another strikeout. It's his 5th of the game and brings up the 9-hole batter, Christian Smith-Johnson, with 2 outs and the bases empty in the top of the 6th. Jeremy Jones has officially tied the Rafters' season high in innings pitched with 5 2/3. And if he's able to retire this next batter, he will get through the 6th and set a new season high for the Rafters. Tristan Krusenberry is warming up in the Rafters' bullpen. He's actually scheduled to pitch in the doubleheader on Wednesday. But he has also come out of the bullpen, so could be used multiple times. 1-0 count, drops in there for strike number 1. 1-1 the count, and on Wednesday, the Rafters, like I said, doubleheader coming up as they look forward to that. It'll be a full 9-inning doubleheader as well. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number 2, now 2-1. Jones up over 90 pitches now. And just going to try and get through 6 here. Just has to work with Christian Smith-Johnson. Righty-righty matchup, Smith-Johnson, 0-2. He has struck out both of his first 2 appearances against Jones and swings and foul tips this one back for strike number 2. 2-2 the count.